Domingo Martinez, age 26, 25, age 271, 54-year-old gentleman, comes in today for a follow-up of his diabetes. His blood sugar at home, it's between 290 and 300, fasting every night despite taking all his medications. Book that in capital letters. We made sure that he was taking all his medication before we change anything else. I told him that he's got very brittle diabetes. He already had a stroke. He has a stent in his right carotid, period. He doesn't have any chest pain, shortness of breath, or nausea or vomiting at this time, period. He also has a cholesterol of 206 despite being on Lipitor 20 milligram once a day, period. He has some neuropathy-type symptoms, difficulty with walking, both related to his stroke and his diabetes neuropathy, period. Colonoscopy never done. Babe, I need this paperwork for his chart to get a copy of that. That's a nice paper to have. Colonoscopy never has had one. Let's see, eye exam never had one. I encouraged him, insisted, pled to see an eye doctor ASAP. He promises he'll do so, period. New paragraph, the only surgery he's had is a stent in his right carotid, period. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, CVA, disequilibrium related to CVA. Family history, no colon cancer, no prostate cancer, positive diabetes, positive high blood pressure, positive stroke, positive CVA. Allergy, no drug allergy. Medication, see the list that was created today. Social, he's disabled, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he lives alone, he doesn't have a wife, doesn't have any kids. He used to work in the oil fields. COVID immunization, non-childhood immunizations after date. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 176 pounds, he's lost 5 pounds, 95.3, 118, 76, 173/85.
Maybe you think taking blood pressure medicine, his blood pressure is high.
Heart positive, smoke positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows every day, skin shows an eye, and mucosa with hand lesion. So does he take the Coreg in the morning?
I'm sorry, which one?
Has he had his amlodipine today? Assessment number one, hypertension out of control, number one. Number two, no sign of renal vascular hypertension. Huh?
He hasn't taken it
today. Yeah, tell him he needs to take it right now. He's going to take his amlodipine now. Next time he's checked blood pressure at home. Next time is his insulin. His blood sugar is terribly out of control. His A1C is 14. So we're going to increase him. We're going to put him on Lantus insulin after much discussion. 15 units a day. He's going to get a Solo Star pen. He's going to bring it back here for us to teach him how to do it. Next time is status post carotid artery stenosis with a stent in place. Next time is he still has lots of soft plaque in both carotids. Nixon's never had a cardiac evaluation. Nixon's must see eye doctor now. Nixon's, he doesn't need a colonoscopy, but he wants to hold off on this now. Next number, I had a long discussion with him that he's going to be dead in 5 years or walk around with no legs or blind or with a stroke or a combination of all the above. Patient seems to understand this. The next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, Lantus Solo Star, 15 units a day. Next number will slowly taper off other medication. Next number, check blood pressure at home. Next number, take Norvasc and amlodipine and lisinopril. Coreg on a regular basis. Next number, don't change any of these. Of your diabetes medication until we get to the bottom of the problem and we get him started on his insulin. Thank you. Findings were discussed with patient with two different interpreters and at two different times in the office to make sure he understands how important this is. I don't think there's anything else I can do about this except for moving in with him, living with him, and making sure he takes his medication, which is not possible, obviously. Thank you.